Are you looking for a job that feels like family? Join Lincoln Industries, where tradition meets innovation. They're a family-owned, privately held manufacturing company with a passion for excellence and a commitment to the community. They have openings on all shifts at both the main plant and air park facilities, offering flexibility to fit your schedule. Apply now and become part of something special at Lincoln Industries.
And you really don't even have to apply, really. I guess if you just mention the ticket when you go in, you're going to get hired. Scott Miller is going to hire you if you mention the ticket. Remember, you get that first week off of paid vacation, which is outstanding. And then you also get to be the big toe of Harley-Davidson.
Really?
Yes, the parts that they do for Harley-Davidson. You'll be, when you see Sip whipping down the road right there, that's all based out of Lincoln Industries. So Scott Miller will, again, hire you immediately. Just mention the ticket.
He's got to say the ticket?
Yeah.
And you're hired.
That's
amazing.
No background check.
Yeah, just say the ticket. That's all you got to say. That's it. So, yeah, no background check.
You're clear to go.
That could be helpful.
Yeah. You get 1 week off, paid vacation. Just start. Think about that.
Just say the ticket.
Yeah, just say the ticket. That's all you got to do. Ask for Scott Miller.
Mm-hmm.
He's the president. And so get a hold of him immediately. He's the one, he runs the company. And so he's the one who handles it. He was top athlete ever at Wesleyan.
Was he a top?
Top. Yeah, he's an incredible basketball player. Remember, he could defend all five positions.
Oh, God.
That's where he was so different. Yeah. All of a sudden, low post, they put him on there. Boom, they switch out. All of a sudden, he's on the point guard. Gloved him up.
So, those are good teams,
Scott,
right?
Yeah, if you ask Smutty, Smutty will tell you that. He was the best player you ever coached.
Scott Miller also helped me out recently, 2 weeks ago. I was at an event and I didn't have a seat. I was late, and he made at his table. It was full, but he made room for one more person. That was me. So Scott,
this
gave
is
me
the first we've heard of this.
I know. I had this to tell
is
you right
all
now.
This that should have been
breaking news.
Yeah,
I can't, let's do it right now.
Yeah,
sorry to disappoint you. Here we go.
Sorry to disappoint you. Yeah. Well, it's Lincoln Industries.
Yes, this is a couple weeks back, but at the LIBA Awards over here at Pinnacle Bank Arena 2 weeks ago.
LIBA Awards.
I was running late. I also didn't have a table spot reserved for me, and so I didn't have a place to sit. But Scott Miller saw me.
So he sees you are in distress. So he notices something's up. He sees someone in trouble, and he reaches out.
He's like,
the olive branch.
You need a place to sit? I'm like, I could use one, yeah. And he's like, well,
exactly,
I'll make room.
Right.
Everyone made room at the table. They had eight there. They made room for nine. So it was a little bit squished, but you know what? Scott made it happen. So I appreciate
Scott. Did you sit right
Scott
next
there.
To Scott?
I was across from him.
Now, was Susie there, his
yes,
wife?
Yes, she was there.
Susie
absolutely
was there.
Yes. She was there.
Yeah, outstanding.
Was this food? Was it a dinner?
It was a dinner.
What did you have?
It was some chicken and some beans.
Was there a cheesecake?
There was cheesecake, yes.
Did you eat
there
it
was
first?
I ate it. I didn't eat it first, though.
Oh, I always eat it first. I always open up with the cheesecake.
You eat the dessert first?
Yes, always. Yes,
it's
always.
Interesting.
Have you found some popcorn
over
there?
Yeah, I was going to say, what's going on here? You've been eating a full meal here during the last 2 minutes.
What's going on with the popcorn?
And now there's just kernels. I love the kernels.
I thought it was all kernels in there. I looked in your cup. I didn't see any popcorn at all.
Yeah.
It's entirely kernels. All kernels.
Yeah. The guy one stuck in a tooth.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad you found some nourishment during the show.
Thank you.
You're usually starving.
Yeah, good job by the rodeo guys.
Yes, Wyatt.
You guys did good.
Wyatt Clark, Gage Schramm, Cole Wenta, UNL Rodeo, Friday, Saturday at the Sand Hills Global Event Center. Buy your tickets at the Sand Hills Global website, also at the Fort, 56 and Highway 2. You can find tickets for that for Friday and Saturday.
Just mention the ticket. You'll probably get a discount.
You could.
Can't guarantee it, but give it a shot.
Go off to Lincoln Industries and get a job today.
Get a job today.
Sounds like a good day to me.
Just say, the ticket!
The ticket.
That's it.
That's all you got to do is just yell it.
Yeah.
Give you your papers.
402-464-5685. Call or text as always. I feel really bad for somebody in the coaching world now.
Yeah, that was bad.
So the Minnesota Timberwolves.
Oh, yeah, this is awful.
Okay, have obviously been very bad for a long time. They have had very, very minimal success ever in the history of the franchise. And they were, they had a great year. They're the 3 seed in the Western Conference, and they swept the Suns. 4-0, they beat Kevin Durant, Devin Booker, and company.
Yeah.
Great for the franchise. Late in the fourth quarter of game four, where they swept the Suns, head coach Chris Finch was collided with by two different players on the sideline, but about 2 minutes to go in the game.
Conley got him.
Mike Conley.
Yeah.
And then somebody else, I believe. And he tore his patellar tendon.
And went off.
Late in the game. It's like the Timberwolves have had no success, no luck ever in the franchise. Now they get a sweep And he'll be coaching still. I mean, he's not going to not be coaching with the injury, but it's like, hey, we can't just get through this unscathed. Something bad has to happen to us in the process. I feel bad for the T-Wolves. I feel bad for Chris Finch, despite them moving on to the second round.
I'm not an orthopedic surgeon, but this is my take on this.
Okay.
Is that the patella tendon is way worse than the ACL for this type of situation. It's way worse. It's way worse. The ACL is kind of like, okay, just put a little brace on it. Maybe no... You're going to be fine.
Sometimes you don't know.
You're going to be fine to get through this time before you get it fixed. The patella tendon is way different. Ooh, this is way worse. This is horrific. And you're on the sideline, and all of a sudden, you're like I said, you just won 4-0. You have a chance to win it all. They're good enough to win the whole thing. And he gets his patella blown out.
140 left.
Was his knee kind of locked? Is that what happened? And they caught like that?
I thought it was just Conley, Jake. Conley was just moving quick along the sideline. Couldn't stop. Ran into him.
But was his knee like in a locked position? Is that how he caught it?
It kind of appeared like that, yeah. But it's just, locked.
I'm just telling you, it's the patella in this situation said, hey, which one you want to have, patella or ACL?
The question is, can he come back and coach?
Yes. Okay. He can coach.
I'm telling you, it's going to be really hard. It'll be really hard for him to coach. And that is a high pain. So it's not like, hey, listen, you know, I'm in a lot of pain. I'll just take some pain pills. Mm-hmm. You can't really be on pain pills.
I don't know.
Trying to run a basketball team.
Yeah.
And so that is a painful injury.
He's got to be
sitting down.
It'd be horrible. Also, if you're sitting down and you have to move when you're sitting down, there's bodies flying all over the place. You're right next to these elite athletes that are just flying around.
That'll be interesting.
And so everything about it, I feel awful for him.
I'm just kind of stunned in general that this doesn't happen more often. These coaches in football, basketball, you're right there on the sideline.
Happened to Whip.
Whip got right into
Michigan.
Whip got whipped.
You would think this would happen more often with the fact that it's a fast game. I mean, everybody's moving so quickly.
Yeah. Yeah. And there's nowhere to go.
No, there's really
not. There's nowhere
surprised.
To go.
I'm surprised, too. Actually,
like it sucks for Chris Finch, but now it makes us realize this probably could happen way more often in a variety of different sports, college, pro, NFL. I mean, football, basketball, anything else. So I just feel bad that you have this great moment for the T-Wolves, and it's just kind of.
It can still be a great moment.
It can be.
Yeah, it doesn't.
That is a brutal injury. I have my friend Meatball Dennis Johnson, one of my best friends in coaching. It's before the national championship year, 2019. He's the D-line coach. Mm-hmm. He's playing church league basketball, blows his patella tendon. He gets over on the bench, and he's in extreme pain.
He
played D-line at LSU. So he's
very
athletic. Dennis Johnson. He's very athletic, and he's just incredible. And so he goes to get up. He's sitting down. He goes, I've blown my patella tendon. He knows that. He's on a chair. He goes to get up, so he puts his weight on his other leg, blows the other patella tendon. He did both patella tendons within 5 minutes. Can you imagine that?
No.
He was in a wheelchair.
He started the
season in a wheelchair and had to he couldn't walk, couldn't do anything. It was insane what he went through.
Meatball. See, Finch can count his blessings. And his team's advanced. He'll be fine. It's not ideal. He's making a lot of money. His team's advanced. He'll be fine. There's a lot worse things.
You know, I also feel bad a lot because you do see this.
I don't feel bad.
No,
he's fine.
You see this often in games where, like, a photographer just gets absolutely mowed over.
Every game, basketball,
football. I mean, they're right there. They have to get the shot. Yeah. And so, like, well, be sacrificed. I mean, there's got to be some intense pain that these guys go through. I mean, every game you see a photographer get.
You see photographers. Wallet. You've seen cheerleaders. You've seen... Yep. The security guys that have to look in the stands the entire time, so they're not paying attention to what's coming at them. All of a sudden, they just get trucked from behind.
I've never been trucked, but you do see it a lot. Photographers,
you're not on the field all the time. No. You're in the press box.
So all of a sudden, Lee Barfnuck didn't take you out by the elevator.
Sometimes the coaches rip through there.
Remember when they come through? It's really serious. It's really serious.
It's really like overly serious. It's like, it's okay.
Make way, coaches!
Right. It's like a big storm's coming. It's like, okay, they're just the coaches going to the
practice. Yeah, they make it. They do. They make it. It's embarrassing. Yeah. They make it's just, it is like that. And I'm always at the way tail end because I'm trying to get a brownie.
Yeah,
if I can, I am. I really am. And they have them. Like if I can, boom, grab a brownie.
Yeah,
in the
Nebraska,
way.
They have them.
Yeah, so I like to grab a brownie before I head in.
Those are good.
They're really good brownies.
Those brownies.
They're really good.
Josh. Well, Josh is leaving, but
Josh is leaving the show.
Still out there, not yet.
You know what the worst part about it is, Josh? Is it's like you find out when you're a coach or any job, it's always like, oh man, they're gonna miss us. And not really.
No.
Everybody moves. Life moves on really
Thank
fast.
You for do- saying
moves
that.
On really fast like that. It's like they just hire someone else, That's and right. life moves on like that. Yeah. But we'll remember you though, Josh. Yeah. We'll always remember you.
Heart shape.
Yeah, Josh.
Yes,
we'll
yes,
remember
yes,
you,
yes heart. Yes.
What is he eating in there?
Maybe some kernels of popcorn.
He's got ice over there. I don't know if he's eating ice when he's eating. Update in the playoffs. NBA.
Please,
we haven't mentioned this
please.
For a while. Last night, three games. Celtics beat the Heat 102-88. They're up 3-1.
Okay.
Porzingis hurt in that game, though, with the Celtics. Kristaps Porzingis. I'm
What'd
not sure
he do?
If he's, I don't know what exactly he's hurt.
It's okay. Keep going.
I'll get the update on that in a second. The other games, two more games last night. The Thunder sweep the Pelicans 97-89, and the Nuggets hold on to beat the Lakers 108-106. Denver is on to the conference semifinals. Tonight in NBA, you got three games. Sixers, Knicks, that's game five. The Knicks lead 3-1. Cavs and Magic, that series is tied 2-2. That's in Cleveland tonight, 7 p.m. NBA TV. And Pacers, Bucks, the Pacers up 3-1. On the Bucks, Giannis has, I think, been out in that series.
Yes, he hasn't played. I don't.
Yeah,
believe.
And Dame was out too.
That's
hold it. The Magic's in the playoffs,
and they got waylaid the first two games, and they've won the Wait last two.
I had no idea.
No, they're doing well.
I had no idea.
They blew out Cleveland the last two games. Yeah, they're doing.
Yeah,
well.
That's
Paolo.
That
Paolo
series.
Banchero.
That series has been all blowouts.
Yes,
every game has been a blowout by.
Just
both
remember
teams.
The name Paolo Banchero, because that's he'll be a multi. No, I mean, probably 12-time All-Star by the end.
You criticized him after game one.
I did?
You did. Hey, you said he only had one rebound in that game.
Yeah, he had one rebound in the first game, but he's come back strong. He's an amazing player. He's in a league of genetic freaks. When he walks out of the locker room, he takes it to another level. I mean, he's a freakazoid.
Freakazoid.
Yeah. He's good. He's excellent. I'm watching the Magic tonight at 7.
Okay. There's your update on the NBA playoffs. But, Kristaps.
You guys don't care about that, do you? At all.
I've told you this the other day that I watched the end of the Dallas game. I've told you several times I've been watching. I don't follow the Magic. No, I don't. I don't follow the Magic.
7 o'clock tonight. Yeah.
It appears, this is from ESPN, Kristaps Porzingis, it was a calf injury right before halftime, did not return. Indications are he did not sustain an Achilles tendon injury, but still could miss some time.
Ooh, okay.
Calf Kristaps injury is a tough injury.
Yeah, it's not fun. So there you go, NBA playoffs.
Good job, Jake.
Let's play the game show. Give us a call right now at 464-568-5. Your chance to win a business box of bagels to Bagels and Joe. We just had our friends from the rodeo here.
Incredible.
So how about some rodeo terms today?
Oh, my God, really?
Rodeo terms.
Okay, that's a good one.
Rodeo terms.
That's a good one.
See if you guys fight me if my lingo is correct or not.
No, I'm sure.
I was going off an official website, so it's got to be
good.
Oh,
you're fine. You're fine.
If you think you know rodeo terminology breakers, 402-464-5685. Shut Up Simple starts right now.
We've all been there. You're listening to the radio, and then that rage starts to grow inside of you. It starts to consume you. It gets to a point where you just want to yell, "Shut up, Sipple!"
No, sorry. I'm sorry.
Well, here's your chance. It's time to shut up, Sipple. Call now to play 464-5685. Shut up, Sipple. Brought to you by Bagels and Joe.
All right, 464-5685, call the takedown, Sip in trivia, and Bill. Bill is here for one question for Sip if you want to use him.
I'm a lifeline.
The lifeline for one question. How do you feel about rodeo terms
Pretty good.
Today?
Pretty good.
I don't feel real great about it.
Okay, Sip feels good.
But let's give it a shot.
Through osmosis, you should get some of this.
We got Chad. Chad, how do you feel about rodeo terms today?
Not too bad. I grew up in rodeo country, so we'll see how I do.
That's not good for us.
What's rodeo country?
Yeah, where is that?
We're up in the northwest panhandle.
Okay.
Okay, the panhandle.
Panhandle. That's serious rodeo
out
there.
Yeah.
When you said panhandle, that just made me nervous. We're in a pickle.
I'm nervous now, too, because we have different terms.
Yes.
No, you'll be fine.
All right. Chad, first question goes to you. Here we go. What is the other term for a steer wrestler, the cowboy who wrestles the steer to the ground?
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Ooh.
I got it.
I think I
Wrangler?
Do.
Yeah, I got it.
I'm going off the...
What is it?
He said Wrangler. I don't have...
Okay. I think I got it.
That's not the term I'm going for.
I'm
going
to try
it. Just do it. Try it.
Bulldog.
Brilliant.
Bulldogger is
he gets it.
Bulldogger. That's the one we were going for.
Nice.
Look at that. Well done.
Thank you.
We're ahead.
1-0 lead for Sip.
You're in a pickle, Chad.
Ooh.
And he's from the panhandle.
All right, Sip, first question. I want to do good on this. Bill is in play. What is the pen that holds bulls, horses, steers, and calves before each rodeo event? What's it called?
Pen. Do you know this? The pen that holds...
That holds bulls, horses, steers, and calves before each rodeo event.
I don't know this. I don't think.
Fire one out there. I don't want to use it.
5 seconds.
The holding pen.
You can go holding pen. what I just said in the thing.
I don't know the word holding pen.
Do you want that one, Chad, or not?
I'm going to pass.
That'd be the shoot.
The shoot. We should have known that.
Overthought it.
But, you know, the holding... I would have thought that.
Overthought it.
No, the shoot would have been to me like what they're coming out... No,
right.
I'm going off
the official rodeo...
I think that one... I think we got jacked around on that one.
Sketchy.
I think we got...
The shoot.
Yeah, the shoot. I don't know if it's the same thing. I don't think so.
Okay, back
it's not really a holding pin. Yeah. A shoot. They're coming out
I'm just going off the official terms.
Okay, I'm not...
The rodeo website. There's a rodeo website.
If you want to criticize them, criticize them. Back to you, Chad, for the tie. Down 1-0. What is the term for an untamed horse that habitually bucks?
Bronco.
Bronc.
Brilliant.
A bronc.
Can overthink that one.
Yeah, go overthink that. I was overthinking it.
All right. 1-1 tie.
Tied up.
Hey, Bill's in place.
Oh,
Bill
God.
Is in
we can win this, right?
You can win this.
This is nerve-wracking.
Okay, very.
Bill's in play.
They could steal it for the win, right?
That's right.
Oh, man.
Chad,
there's a lot going down right now.
Sip, last question.
Yeah.
What is the term for the leather that protects the cowboy's legs during a ride?
Yeah,
as the chaps.
Take you.
Rodeo victory on a Tuesday.
How about that?
Take that, panhandle.
Suck it, panhandle.
Suck it, panhandle. Wow. That took a turn. Jake, what is wrong?
We're going to get...
Yeah, we're in trouble now.
We're in trouble.
Why'd you say that? Did you say suck it, panhandle?
He did. It's on air. It's on YouTube.
Suck it, panhandle.
So we talked to half the state. To half the state know.
Thank you, Chad. We'll get you back on the coffee call down the road.
That was an outburst, Jake.
It was a good and funny.
I have Tourette's once in a while.
You had Tourette's.
I had a moment.
I had a moment there. You've been under a lot of pressure.
He has been.
I had a moment.
He's wearing jeans. He showed up in jeans today.
The jeans are the real problem.
He's going to Ashland. He's going to Ashland. Maybe he's going to be in Ashland. Let Jake know.
That's a victory. What are we in the week?
1-1, I think.
Okay,
right?
We lost.
1-1. Okay, tiebreaker. Bill, this is for you.
Okay.
Burwell is Nebraska's rodeo capital.
They are.
When was the first Nebraska big rodeo in Burwell? What year, please?
Oh, that's easy. It's 1949.
Ooh. Is it before or after 19?
I'm going to say after.
1921.
Jeez.
103 years old.
Wow, I didn't know that.
How about that?
That was not a bad guess.
I've heard that's a great place out there. A great time at the big rodeo.
Oh, I bet it is.
I know somebody from Burwell. I was like, it's like a whole month of preparation for the town. A whole month in July.
They got it figured out. Just think about that. They have a niche.
The Burwell.
Burwell's known for the rodeo, and it's a huge event. People come from all over the place. And when I think of rodeo, I also think of fun.
I do too.
Because I think of like. A good country band playing that night, like on the street dance or something, and everyone's there. All the cowboys are there.
Yep.
Yeah. You got your belts, you got your buckles, you got your chewing tobacco, you got everything you need.
What's Jake laughing about?
I figured I'd probably get some pushback, not on what I said to end the game
the
show,
shoot.
But some of the terms, the questions there.
We're not accurate on the answers.
Downtown Scott says, why was not just the bullpen for the shoot?
Yeah. The shoot was very suspect.
I will find where I got these questions from, and we can criticize them.
I don't question you on that. I mean, it was just odd.
We won.
Sanderson says, good God, what kind of layup was that last question? The Chaps. By the way,
Chaps was a layup.
Hey, Gino says, did I miss the NHL update today? No, I gave an NBA update. Golden Knights are playing.
They got beat.
They got beat by the Stars last night.
Yeah,
they're whipping out.
So they both lost on home ice.
Really?
Yeah. Home ice means nothing right now.
Because we love all sports here on the show. NHL from last night.
Do it, Jake.
The Panthers blow out the Lightning.
I knew it.
6-1.
So I knew that was going
to
happen.
The Panthers win that series 4-1.
That's the Panthers of
Florida.
Florida.
They're in Miami.
Okay.
And the
great hockey town.
Dallas Stars beat Bills Vegas Golden Knights 4-2. That series tied at 2-2.
Golden Knights.
The Golden Knights.
We need to watch more hockey.
That is for sure.
It's just hard to keep up with everything.
There's 4 games tonight. One of those
is there?
Yeah.
Yeah, please do.
Maple Leafs and Bruins. That one is a 3-1 lead for the Bruins in that series. Islanders, Hurricanes, 3-1 lead for the Hurricanes. Avalanche and Jets, a 3-1 lead for the Avs in Colorado. That's going to be in Winnipeg, though, tonight. And then Predators at Canucks in Vancouver. That's a Vancouver 3-1 series lead in the NHL.
When I'm not pulling for Vegas, I'm pulling for Canada. It's their sport.
I would adopt Winnipeg because I think if you drive straight north, you run into it.
Pretty much.
It's not very far.
It's like two hours into Canada.
One time, a jockey friend. I mean, this was back in the Katrinka days. I'm trying to think of his name. He said, "Sip, I need to borrow your truck. I got to go pick up my daughter." I said, "Okay, you can borrow it. Go ahead." And he goes, "I'm going to Winnipeg."
Straight north.
That may be like, wahoo, you're going to Winnipeg.
Winnipeg.
And he took it. Yeah. And he left a cassette. I'll always remember this. A Molly Hatchet cassette. Flirting with Disaster. Left it. I don't know if he left it intentionally or not.
I believe we failed the Yoshi by not going to Winnipeg ever.
Yeah, I wish you wouldn't have brought that up.
Why?
Well, because we promised.
We told Yoshi Hart
we're going to watch you play. You really didn't even have a plan to go see him play.
We were trying to find a time to go to Winnipeg. It didn't really ever.
Winnipeg's one of those things that's hard to find time. It's hard to find time to get there.
But I think if you drive due north, you'll basically run into.
You do.
After 10 hours or so.
Winnipeg is like 2 hours into Canada.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, 2 hours in. That's all it is.
Yeah. It's not a far drive.
It's not bad.
Maybe someday we'll get to Winnipeg.
Yeah,
stay in Fargo, then shoot over.
Because Yoshi said, "Yeah, nobody ever comes up and sees me."
We thought we were going to. If we
didn't do it,
sorry, Yoshi. We've let people.
I wish you would. I feel terrible.
I'm just bringing it up. It's a fact. We don't hide from our past.
Sort of uncomfortable.
Here.
No, we don't. Not all of it.
Spillover is next. An early break on the ticket.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.